Welcome back to our conversation with licensed therapist and parent coach Tiffany Domikos. This is part two. In part one, just before this episode, we discussed strategies for identifying the root challenges that continually trip us up when we are trying to make progress with a new habit or a new goal, and how to reinforce the changes that we want to see. So if you missed that episode, go check it out. Today, we are going to unpack the concept of mama overwhelm and how to manage this while caring for our families and our own little nervous systems. So I'm Katie. I am a mama, a coach, and a podcaster focused on supporting eco-minded mamas to live sustainably, saving thousands of dollars, and living a life that is aligned with their core values so that you can care for your families and the environment. Let's get into part two of our conversation. Tiffany, you recently taught a workshop called Managing Mama Overwhelm, and I love that title, by the way. And you discussed some of the myths surrounding overwhelm. Can you share a bit about this with us?
What I found was that when I'm working with my clients, I'm coming up against a lot of, I called them myths, but just kind of misnomers about the idea of being overwhelmed. So this idea that we as moms need to be on a pedestal, that we need to be able to do everything and juggle all the balls and make all the appointments and work or not work and do all the things and not ever get overwhelmed and just be able to handle it and be calm, cool, and collected all the time. And when I break that down with people, it's really this belief that, myth one, I'm a bad parent if I get overwhelmed, or I am damaging my kids by showing that I have feelings other than being calm. I'm trying to think of other ones, but those are kind of the big ones, right? This identity of I am bad if I'm not perfect. And that is such a narrative in the feminine space, culturally, and trying to break some of that in us as moms. I think it gets really kind of knotted and tied up together. And so helping people kind of untangle that and really look at what do you believe about being human? Because the truth is that everyone has a nervous system and everyone has this kind of budget that they live on. Some people call it a window of tolerance, but basically that we make deposits into ourselves, into our body, our nervous system, our brain, that kind of keeps things flowing, right? We're feeling good, but we also have withdrawals from that where we can get depleted. That could be stress. That could be, not eating well. That could be not being hydrated. Or a lot of people, when they're stressed, they hold their breath, right? So, literally, like, not enough oxygen in the body. And so, really walking through pe with people that the basis of creating security for your kids, but also for yourself, and firstly for ourselves as moms, is for us to feel safe, seen, and soothed, especially when we're triggered. And so triggers can look like a lot of things for a lot of different people. My nervous system is really sensitive to sound and to high-pitched kind of constant sound. And wouldn't you know it, I am around a kid that likes to sing at the top of her lungs, the screechiest voice possible, right? So I know that about my nervous system. I know that that is a withdrawal. And so I have to balance that with some deposits. And sometimes that's self-care. Sometimes, and self-care being like silence. Like I sit in silence a lot when I'm not around my kid because that noise is really overwhelming for me. And so in the workshop, we kind of break down what does that look like to be safe, seen, and soothed when your body is triggered and you're like freaking out and can't keep the lid on, can't be calm, cool, and collected anymore. How do you come down off of that? And what are some kind of logical next steps?
Oh my goodness. It's amazing how hard it is to just take care of basic needs like food, water, air, literal air, and breathing enough, or even just being able to take a deep breath. I know for some people, taking a deep breath is actually really hard. Yeah, it is not as easy as it might seem on the surface level. And then when you're a mom, carving out that time, like to even just sit in silence and not have like the constant noise from the background. I mean, I'm kind of racking my brain. Like, when do I? It's hard enough to carve out time to like record these episodes. So,
Totally.
like, yeah, I guess what are, do you have some tangible ways that, you would recommend for moms to be able to make space to feel safe, seen, and soothed? And is that something that they're just able to do for themselves, or is that something that they often need support in, or maybe it's both?
Yeah, I think it depends on the person. I mean, a lot of this is it depends, right? So for some people, that noise thing, not a big deal. But like whining is a trigger for them. And so for me, it is identify what the trigger is and make a plan around it. So if you know that dinner time is an overwhelm time for you, make a plan around it. Like, does your kid respond to music being played and they'll dance and kind of play independently? If it's not that, do they really need like a snack during that time because they're getting to the hungry stage? Can you offer just like vegetables and fruit that you would normally put on their plate, but they're just going to eat that first while they're waiting for you, and then they'll go happily play. So brainstorming, I know I said this in the last episode too, but like making space to really brainstorm around those trigger points. What are those? Making a plan and then having some accountability. Coaching is a great accountability. I also think having your partner support and knowing, literally telling your partner, I'm going to work on this. So if you see me losing it around this particular topic or time frame, here's what I want you to do. Like, I literally want you to touch my arm and say, I got this. Go take a break. Or, right, like whatever that script is that you want him or her to say to you, I think that is really helpful because a lot of times our partners just want to be helpful, but we haven't asked for their help. And so then their help kind of feels like criticism, which is a whole different trigger than that your system is dealing with, which is also not helpful. So when we're asking for support, being really specific about, I'm doing this. When this happens, here's the support that I need.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And not waiting for the moment when you're like red hot to do that, because it's just that part
Totally.
of your brain is not actually going to be functioning well enough to do that with effective communication in the moment. So yeah, like when you are in a state of calm, you're at rest, you're at peace, then, I don't know how, like you could have a reminder for yourself somehow, maybe setting another timer on your phone for a time of day
Yeah.
where you're pretty sure you're going to be consistently at peace. But like, yeah, reminding yourself to have those conversations then, so that hindsight is 2020, you'll have like just a state of calm to reflect on exactly what you need based on those previous experiences. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I think too that taking the small spaces. So if you have kids in school or daycare, I think again, as moms, it's just really easy to like drop and go and run to the next thing. And we're just like constantly in this state of stress and like get to the next thing. And what our nervous system actually needs is like a moment. Like, it doesn't need to be an hour. It's a moment of breathe, feel my body, like literally feel my body. And be present with myself, forgive myself for what happened this morning, let it go, make a plan for repair if that is what is needed, with your kids or your partner or whatever happened. And then go into the next thing fully present. We kind of go into these like we're like one foot in, one foot out. We're still in the guilt of the morning or whatever happened previously, and we're trying to do the next thing. And we have this habit of, or I see a lot of my clients have a habit of I can prove that that wasn't really on purpose. That wasn't really who I am by doing this other thing. But our nervous system is still taxed. It's still depleted. And so until we take the time to just take a moment and put some deposits back in, we're setting ourselves up to have another depletion and another moment of overwhelm. And overwhelm doesn't also I want to mention, doesn't have to be the red hot moments. It can also be the like blue shutdown moments where you kind of feel like you're in a fog or you're scrolling mindlessly. Those are good like red flags for, man, I probably need some nervous system support.
Yeah, like just those dissociating kind of
Totally.
habits. Yeah, and
Yeah.
I think mamas who are listening, like you'll know yourself. You'll know right now whatever
Yeah.
you're thinking of that you get into or get triggered into. I think that'll become so clear for you. But I appreciate the work you're doing around this and how you're supporting moms and in this episode too, what you've given us. Thank you so much. And I know
Yeah.
you told me that you will have, or you do have that recording of the Managing Mama Overwhelm workshop available. So if mamas want to go through, the whole thing, where could they find that?
Yeah, tiffanydomakos.com/mamaoverwhelm. I can send you the link.
Okay.
That is no problem. Yeah, and it's only 30 minutes. So I know a lot of workshops are like an hour, hour and a half. I was really intentional in creating 30 minutes because that is sometimes all that we've got. And that's probably broken into chunks throughout the day, and that's okay. So, but yeah, it's a recording. You can listen to it anywhere, and be sent to your email.
Oh, I love that. That's so awesome. Well, I will be sure to have it linked in the show notes. So anyone who is interested, you can just go to this episode description and you will find it. And then later this month, so at the time of this recording, it is April. And in about the middle of the month on the 17th, we are going to have Tiffany in the Eco-Minded Mama Collective for an even deeper Q&A session. And that is also very intentionally set to be just a half hour because I know we are busy moms. So if anyone listening is interested in joining our collective and being able to take part of that, that will be linked in the show notes as well. So ecomindedmama.com, that is where you can find all the information about joining our collective. The theme for this month in our online collective community is goal setting, habit building, setting a strong foundation so that we can get into the five pillars of sustainable living. And I've mentioned those in previous episodes, but we're going to go through one of those pillars at a time, one month at a time, but we do it together because, like Tiffany and I have said in this episode and before, it is so much better to just do life within community and to find support and empathy and people to just brainstorm and problem solve with. So that is what is happening in the Eco-Minded Mama Collective. And then we will go even deeper into this conversation with Tiffany again on the 17th. So I'll have all that linked below. But thank you so much for your time and your insight with us, Tiffany.
Yes.
I have just loved having you back on the podcast.
Yes, I always look forward to our conversations, Katie.
Thank you so much. Have a great
Thank
day.
you. All right, you too.